you're building an organization that you have to backfill, because the visionary that you work with says, I can see it, and it's the best time to do it. You know, now's a great time to grow or to anticipate growth by doing something and involving more in the marketplace. You've hired people. How many people have you put on in the past year, 2 years?
This year, we're right at 30 people that we've added to our staff, so it's been pretty exciting.
So here's a North Carolina company hiring 30 people in North Carolina for growth. Hey, you know, that's wonderful news. It's not only great news for North Carolina, but it's certainly good news for you. Now, you got to pay for those people.
Absolutely.
Those people are overhead, other than the salespeople who generate revenue, profitable revenue from you. Really, people are overhead. So you've got brick and mortar, and you've hired 20 more people. I'm guessing you're doing it because of the anticipated growth and what you have to do to keep that core. Maybe some of it is to backfill. But the anticipated growth that you have, or what you're expecting moving forward, you have to prepare for that before it gets here.
Yeah. Well, we have a good backlog, so the folks we've been hiring are just enabling us to get work done that we have, you know, orders in hand. So but I do worry about, look ahead, you know, it's in 12 months, you know, will I still be able to find new orders and new work? We want to hire people and keep them on long term. So
sure. So your challenge is making sure that it lasts well beyond the current inventory.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a challenge. It's always one of those things that we have to look for, you know, moving forward, is not only how to retain, sustain the organization and what we have for our capabilities moving forward, but we have to figure out how do we develop and grow it and keep it on board. You've done a fine job of doing that. Your organization is doing well. Love having you in the Carolinas. Are you growing, expanding in other worlds? I mean, other countries?
I don't see that. I see, on occasion, our customers will carry us to, like I say, others, like the state of Indiana.
Right.
We're actually doing a project right now with Westinghouse, where they're doing a project in China, and they've carried us to, so we'll be doing work in 2012 and 2013, working with a plant in China. And that's kind of new and exciting to us. We're beginning to learn about the customs and things of China.